This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Mark? And Chris?
No, you're supposed to say and Chris.
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to play this straight, okay?
Yes.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. So, Chris, coming up, you're going to tell us why I'm allowed to rip the tags off of my mattress and remove the warranty stickers. But first, we're going to start with...
Aren't you going to explain where Heather is?
No.
People want to know.
Come on. Inquiring minds, dude.
Heather done stepped up from the show last night last week and cussed up a storm in the studio. Daryl's quick button pushing managed to prevent that from going out on the air. Fortunately, probably if he hadn't pushed a button in the first place, she wouldn't start cussing anyhow.
Sure, and always a button.
So she's on. What do you have a term for this? You told her not to come in this evening.
Correct.
Okay.
And before coming in next week, it's kind of a suspension thing.
He's taking the night off.
All right. And then she'll be...
There's going to be a meeting before next week.
Theoretically be back next week. All right.
Yes.
Good.
So let's start with a gang of thieves, also called U.S. Congress, and someone who has all of your data, Mark Zuckerberg. As most of you are probably aware, he spent some time over the last few days talking to the gang of thieves. And, well, headline from UPI says, this a paraphrase, Zuckerberg says Facebook needs AI tools to proactively stop opioid sales.
I love that headline.
Yeah, then the picture that they have. It's just absolutely perfect to where it's got this weird android-looking guy.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Data from Star Trek. And he's just sort of like looking up towards the ceiling like there's some kind of answer written at the top of his eye hole. It's just a really weird, strange picture.
It's a picture of Mark Zuckerberg?
Yes, staring up.
He just takes odd pictures, you know.
Yeah,
he didn't start Facebook to be a spokesmodel for Silicon Valley. The poor guy just wants people to leave him alone.
Oh, the poor billionaire.
Poor guy. Oh.
He's so poor he can't afford to buy a pizza.
I feel sorry.
He may be wealthy. He doesn't need your trouble bothering him.
So let's jump into the article. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company is committed to fixing the problem of people selling illegal drugs on the social media website on Wednesday during his second day of testimony on Capitol Hill.
Didn't know this was a problem.
I didn't realize people were selling drugs on Facebook. So first off,
nobody's selling me drugs on Facebook.
Right?
My question is, who's dumb enough to sell drugs on Facebook?
Yeah, let's make sure that's recorded.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
If you sell drugs on Facebook, we want to know how.
Well, don't use your real name when calling in.
Do whatever the hell you want.
I think if you do that, you're just stupid enough to get busted doing it. I mean, come on.
Right.
I know people use Facebook Messenger almost as their de facto text messaging.
Anymore. Oh,
you
know, I see.
An email thing. I have repeatedly told people, send me an email.
Right.
Oh, okay. And then I wind up getting notification of some stupid Facebook. That's not an email.
Right.
An email goes to Daryl@freetalklive.com or Daryl@DarylWPerry.com.
Or any of 50 other addresses.
But an email isn't particularly private or anything like that. I mean, if you wanted some privacy, you use Signal or Telegram.
Right, or you PGP it.
But, no, just people wanting to send me things. I can check my email from my phone. I can't check Facebook messages from my phone because I don't have Messenger. I'm never going to install Messenger.
You could get it.
Daryl's a Luddite.
They think that you have it because to them
I've told them I don't have it.
Right, because to you, when you say, send me an email, you think... Email.
And
when
then they include my email address.
Yes.
Right. And they just think, I'm friends on Facebook. It's easier to just pull that
That's out. What they want. That's the way they want to communicate. That's what's comfortable to them. It's the reason that I still keep Facebook around. I don't have Messenger on my phone either. I don't want that, you know, spammy thing with all the roots. And it's like a dandelion the way it goes down into everything. I don't want it. But that doesn't change the fact. I'm not going to get upset when somebody, if I ask somebody for an email and they send me a Facebook message, because I understand humans use language different than Daryl.
Right. Right. But, you know, and again, I've told numerous people, I don't have it on my phone. I can check an email from my phone when I'm not at my computer. And there are times where, this afternoon, for 4.5 hours, I was nowhere near a computer. I could still respond to messages on Telegram, and I could respond to emails.
I'm sorry that the world isn't bending to your will.
I'm just saying email and Facebook Messenger are nowhere near the same thing.
Thank God we took 5 minutes to figure that crap out.
Right. Let's continue with the article. Zuckerberg answered questions for 5 hours from the House Committee on Energy and Commerce one day after his joint hearing with the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees. Representative David McKinley of West Virginia asked Zuckerberg what Facebook is doing to crack down on illegal opioid sales through the social media website.
Did you ask him what Zuckerberg should have said? It's not my job to crack down on illegal opioid sales. It's yours.
McKinley said, your platform is still being used to circumvent the law and allow people
to
buy
highly addictive... You own the whole country. That's where the opioid sale's going on. You, sir, are the reason that our children die.
And our
children. It's ridiculous.
Did you drink caffeine earlier today?
No, I hate politicians. They want to blame businessmen for their failures. How come you can't control opioids, Mr. Zuckerberg? Look, I mean, the same reason you can't, dummy.
Your platform is being used to circumvent the law and allow people to buy highly addictive drugs without a prescription. Facebook is actually enabling an illegal activity, and in doing so, you are hurting people. Zuckerberg responded.
Yeah.
There are a number of
telephones are enabling that activity too.
A number of areas of content that we need to do a better job policing on of our service, conceding that Facebook needs to be more proactive in doing so.
I wonder what would happen. See, this is the thing, is that what made me feel bad about this whole Zuckerberg thing, I don't have much love for Mark Zuckerberg. But here you have a businessman trying to come up. He took, you know, full responsibility. He comes up and says, look, Facebook's my baby.
Right.
I'm responsible for what went on. And then these politicians, you know, in order to look, to get as much camera time as they can, they come out here. And this guy points the finger at Mark Zuckerberg. For the opioid crisis, he says, like, opioid crisis and Facebook in the same sentence, as though this has anything to do. Mark Zuckerberg, instead of saying, hey, I want to take responsibility, should have said, why don't you take responsibility? Instead of sitting me here in this inquest, why don't you, the politicians that have failed at every turn for the last 150 years to stop the opioid crisis, why don't you take a little responsibility and stop pointing at me?
Zuckerberg added, I agree that this is a terrible issue, and respectfully, when there are tens of billions of pieces of content that are shared every day, even 20,000 people reviewing it can't look at everything. What we need to do is build more AI tools that can proactively find that content.
All right, stop. So, number one, as you... I guess you pointed out there in there somewhere was
not so eloquently, but you pointed it out.
But you can use anything to facilitate a drug deal. You can use a rotary dial telephone.
Yes.
You can use smoke signals. It doesn't matter if people are using Facebook
homing pigeons
as a method of communications. All right, that's it. But we also have had, at least in the past, Good Samaritan laws that did not hold the content manager responsible for content that was going on within it. Now, that's kind of up in the air.
With FOSTA and SESTA being signed a couple days ago, if they can say that it's somehow sex trafficking and actually reading the text of that legislation. Right. It's if there are five posts that are deemed to promote prostitution, that is deemed as sex trafficking in accordance with the new law.
But the other thing is, anybody who goes testifies before Congress, they're either going to tell them what they want or they're going to feel the wrath of the government coming down upon them suddenly. Mark Zuckerberg's no idiot there. He tells them what they want to hear.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you sell drugs on Facebook? Because I want to know.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg and the second day of his testimony to Congress, and that second day was Wednesday, where he said that Facebook needs to develop an AI to proactively stop opioid sales that apparently some Congress guy thinks is happening on Facebook. We'll get back into that article here in just a second. And, you know, some people think that Facebook is great technology, but you know what is really great technology? That would be things that are decentralized, like Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. And blockchain tech is being adopted in industries around the world. But when it comes to currency transactions, you don't always want your transactions to be on public display for everyone to see. That's one of the things that sets Zencash apart and makes it so great. They have privacy options for transactions and messaging using zero-knowledge proofs. Zencash has more than 8,500 secure nodes. I believe they're approaching 9,000 now, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into their white paper. Zencash has better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com.
For those that bought like a week and a half or 2 weeks ago when I said, I think now's the time to buy Zencash, you're welcome for the 75% increase in that,
nice.
The value of that in that period of time. You're welcome. And you can go to tip.freetalklive.com, bitcoin.freetalklive.com, figure out how to donate there.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we are not giving legal advice or financial advice. We're just stating opinion.
If you take financial advice from me, you've taken financial advice from me. Right?
I'm just trying to cover our butts legally to where we are not certified financial something-somethings that in accordance
with. Here's a little bit of information that the financial people won't tell you. Take 10% of your earnings and put it away. Save it. They won't even tell you that. It's not what you. It's not what you make, people. It's what you spend.
Right. So getting back into this article, and Chris, was there something that you were, a point you were going to make?
No, I think segment? I got out. I think the point is that when anybody gets called to testify before Congress, they're going to say what Congress wants to hear. And,
right.
and God forbid if Mark Zuckerberg would have stood up there and just said, you guys are nuts. There's like three like stories that I can find on the internet relating to Facebook and drug dealing, and I wager that these other thousands that they're hearing are all pointing back to those same three stories.
Right, and you know there are a lot of times where I'll wind up seeing something, and then I go digging around, and I find that it all leads back to one or two posts.
Right. The second fact is Mark Zuckerberg did do a good proactive job of. Bringing the term AI into this whole thing because he wants that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to say AI over and over again.
Yeah.
He should say blockchain, too. That'll make the stock price go up. But, I mean, Tony Stark in Iron Man 2 went ahead in front of Congress and made them look like idiots. So why can't Mark Zuckerberg?
Exactly.
Hold on. Are you somehow equating Mark Zuckerberg to Iron Man?
He he's a billionaire.
Check.
Okay. So is Batman. Representative Kevin
Batman's
Kramer.
Batman's imaginary dumb crap.
So is Tony Stark and Iron Man.
Oh, says the WWE fan.
At least those people are real and, like, you know, John Cena is a real human that you actually can't see.
Are you saying Mark Zuckerberg is a real dummy?
I've got a picture of him where one of his contacts popped out and you can see the lizard eye behind it.
Yeah, finally.
John Cena does not have lizard eyes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Representative
How
Kevin
can you see them?
Kramer of North Dakota suggests that Facebook might act more quickly to remove opioid ads, as if there aren't any. But he says that they might act more quickly if there was a threat of a $1 million fine.
Ooh.
Most of Zuckerberg's testimony, though, focused on privacy issues and user data. Committee members of both parties asked him about the Cambridge Analytica data breach. That actually, was that really a data breach?
No.
If people signed up and said, yes, I agree to give you all of my info about everything.
We got to go back here. What Facebook ads for opioids do I see, like, hey, kids, try heroin, and the heroin is in, like, the Coca-Cola script?
It may be that there's oxycodone ad or something.
I don't know. But no, I mean,
the claim by the other representative, McKinley, is that people are advertising drugs on Facebook so that it becomes possible, quote, to buy highly addictive drugs without a prescription.
Where is that happening? I just don't believe this. These guys.
Nor do I.
And here's what congressmen get to do when they get a chance to grill somebody famous. They get to look really, really good to their home constituency. They get to throw out some outlandish claim that ends up on UPI and all the people back there. And next time election comes around, who are you going to remember?
10 minutes of the highlights of Zuckerberg and that sort of thing. And Lindsey Graham was made sure to say, "Well, what about the people of South Carolina?" Well, who cares? The people of South Carolina use Facebook because they feel like using Facebook. The people of South Carolina can't get rid of your old fat butt to save their lives.
And I love some of the memes that I've seen pop up to where there's the picture of one of the Congress guys that says, "Mr. Zuckerberg, can you tell me why all the crops died in my Farmville?"
Nice.
That's funny, yeah.
And who was it? Somebody had said that one of these politician guys asked Mark Zuckerberg about points. How do you wind up getting points on Facebook?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Farmville.
No. The Farmville thing was a joke that somebody posted. But apparently one of these Congress people actually asked about points.
Oh, jeez.
Continuing on, they mentioned that the Cambridge Analytica thing wound up having personal information of 87 million people given to Cambridge Analytica. Again, UPI describes it as a data breach. It was not a data breach. It was people opting into this third-party thing of, yes, I agree to give you all of my information. Zuckerberg told the committee that his own personal information was among that improperly accessed by Cambridge Analytica, meaning Zuckerberg agreed to give Cambridge Analytica access to his information.
Who really reads those things, though, right? Terms of service, privacy.
Apparently not Mark Zuckerberg.
Come on.
Yeah. Representative Frank Pallone of New Jersey asked if Facebook would change the default setting to lessen collectible data. Zuckerberg answered, "This is a complex issue that deserves more than a one-word answer."
In other words, billions ride on this answer.
That was his response. He didn't say, "We'll look into it."
No.
He didn't say, "I'm not going to look into it." He didn't say, "Pineapple on pizza is okay." He just said, "It's a complex issue."
The Lambo is due to this being a complex issue.
Pallone said he found Zuckerberg's response disappointing.
What'd you expect? I mean, really, come on.
Bobby Rush.
I don't know why
Illinois.
People even have to go to these things. I mean, what is the what gives Congress the legal right to demand your presence?
That's a good point. Have you been accused of a crime? I mean, are you being called there or no? They just have questions.
It's a collection of lawyers that believe that since they're more powerful than judges, they should have more power than judges.
We have questions for you. Please appear. And you can call 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark.
And you can join other listeners on this thing called Discord. Where, Chris, what exactly is Discord?
Discord is an app that you can load on most platforms. And I think it was originally kind of about gaming, but now we've developed our own Discord server and a bunch of rooms on there. So everything from call-in lines to different specific text chats for different shows to voice chat, and you'll find hosts in there all the time.
And, of course, other listeners. And, yes, as you mentioned, there is a call-in line where, assuming that you have a halfway decent microphone and a half-decent internet connection, you will sound pretty, pretty good. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can go for that. So we've been talking about Mark Zuckerberg going to Congress, not as an elected representative, but because, well, these politicians wanted to talk to him. And on Wednesday, they talked to him about the need for him to do something about people allegedly selling opioids on Facebook.
Oh, even eight. Opioid ads on Facebook.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an ad for opioids on Facebook? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Even if it's just syringes and one of those long rubber bands where you cut off your circulation, I'd be interested to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Chris, you had asked the question, and you actually did a little bit of digging, and you're not finding answers on what gives Congress the authority to basically demand someone come talk to them?
Right. It's like if, you know, Congress can call, they can subpoena people to appear before them. And most people, the article we were reading during the break says that most people show up voluntarily. They just want to, you know, say their piece and get on with it. But if people refuse to, Congress can subpoena. But my question is, where in the Constitution, where do they derive the power of a court? And maybe the answer's out there. Maybe somebody knows. If it is, give us a call.
You're going back to that Constitution thing. They just wind up, they put it in their rules that they can do a thing.
If that's it,
and
then I want to know that, too.
There's such a crime as contempt of Congress.
Okay.
Man,
which
I'd like to get incarcerated on that.
It's the congressional version of contempt of court.
Right.
Where do they hold you?
Congress jail.
That's a good question, and I've actually got a wiki article pulled up here. And this goes back to the 1790s, where it was considered an implied power of the legislature. They have a partial list of people who have been held in contempt, and apparently the criminal offense contempt of Congress sets the penalty at not less than 1 month nor more than 12 months in jail, and a fine of not less than $100 nor more than $1,000. A partial
list. So I could just peel off a grand and not have to go? Because that might be worth it for Zuckerberg.
And then a month in jail, and I believe Congress has their own little, you know, prison sort of thing.
They ought to. They ought to lock them all up in there and not let them out.
Partial list since 1975. Charles W. Duncan Jr. was held in contempt in April of 1980. He later wound up supplying materials that were requested. John B. Edwards, who at the time was Secretary of Energy in July 1981. Documents were later delivered to Congress prior to a full committee consideration of the contempt citation.
Any big names in there? I'm sorry, I haven't heard any of those.
I'm just looking now. Janet Reno, you've probably heard of her.
I have heard of her. Kills lots of
1998,
children.
1998, the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Documents in question were revealed during the impeachment hearing of President Bill Clinton. Let's see, Harriet Myers, who was former White House counsel in 2007, Joshua Bolten, White House chief of staff, Lois Lerner, who was the director of the IRS Exempt Organizations Division, held in contempt in 2014, and she was found in contempt for her role in the 2013 IRS controversy and refusal to testify.
Well, in some of these, when they find somebody in contempt of Congress, sometimes it's just purely political. Who was, I'm trying to think, not the Attorney General under Obama.
Eric Holder was was found in contempt by a vote of 255 to 67.
Right.
They didn't put him in jail?
No.
They just showed what the vote was. It doesn't show what the penalty necessarily was.
But at that time, that was a purely political move by the Republicans to smack Eric Holder and try to make Obama look bad.
Right, just like...
Please, somebody debate me on that point.
The founders of Backpage.com were held in contempt of Congress March 2016 for failing to provide documents in an investigation into supposed human trafficking.
Unreal.
Continuing on with the original article from UPI about Zuckerberg's testimony to one of these congressional committees, Representative Bobby Rush of Illinois asked why the burden of security and privacy is placed on the user. Representative Greg Walden of Oregon suggested that the government should regulate Facebook.
Absolutely.
Zuckerberg later said that such regulation is inevitable.
Oh, jeez. Give up. You're giving up already, Mark. Come on.
Well, no, he's regulation is great for Facebook because it makes them the de facto social networking site of the United States government. That's what he really, really needs to have is to get some, oh, please don't regulate me, Brer Rabbit. And, you know, that just then inevitably it comes and gets him. And, you know, that's that. You know, that's what they all want.
You know, right. The more I think of this, the more I'm reminded of, I forget if it was an episode of Black Mirror or if it was a movie. Circle. About this social networking site. Tom Hanks is in it. Couple other people that I've never heard of. And then there's the short little guy that...
Who was in that thing with that one dude?
Who's the short little dude that was always in the celebrity roast on Comedy Central and then his wife died?
Somebody kill me.
Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt is also in it.
What the hell?
And it's about this. It's about this social media site that winds up basically getting very, very tied in with government and creating all of this really creepy AI. And everybody's got to have one of these accounts in order to be able to vote. But then you get to vote through the social networking thing.
Right.
And I could see Facebook going that route.
No, Mark, I think Mark instantly jumped to the exact point, and that is that large
AI.
Corporations, no, large corporations value regulation. It plays in their interest. They're already the biggest. This is the best way to squash your competition, make the bar to entry so high that no one could possibly even get in the door to challenge you.
Right. Mark, I thought you were talking about Zuckerberg, not the Mark sitting in studio.
No, I don't know Zuckerberg.
We'll refer to him as the Zuck.
Yeah. See, I thought, you know, maybe you and him were really tight. You're on a first name basis.
Yeah. Zuckerberg is Mark the Second on this show. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Representative Pete Olson of Texas, using a phrase from his years in the Navy, warned Zuckerberg, quote, "You're taking on water." I don't know exactly what he means there. And Zuckerberg, then the article concludes, he agreed with Representative Peter Welch of Vermont, who asked if Facebook would work with the government to assure privacy protections for American users.
The
U.S. Congress, the organization that oversees, and I'm using air quotes there, oversees the NSA that violates everybody's privacy.
Right.
They're asking Zuckerberg, hey, will you work with us to protect privacy? Because, you know, it'd be really great if you could just, like, pipe everything into the NSA database for us.
They're already doing that, Daryl. Come on. That'd be redundant.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris, you're going to tell us about removing warranty void stickers.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Want to tell you about liberty.menu. Why? Well, because it's something that libertarians have been wanting for years. I've heard people for at least the last decade saying they want something like this, a directory of liberty-minded businesses. And, well, here at Free Talk Live, we're helping build one. Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Mark.
And Chris, you've got something here about removing warranty void stickers and some kind of court case on this?
Don't you just love doing that, though? Isn't there a part of you that just feels like such a rebel when you tear off something that says, may void this warranty if removed? Well, as it turns out, the feds say these warnings are illegal.
All right.
This comes to us from NPR. Okay, you've seen them before, those little stickers or tags making clear that if your warranty on a product for it to remain valid, you'd better leave one or more of its parts untouched.
Now, I know that a lot of new cell phones wind up putting one of these things over the battery because they don't want you removing the battery for some reason.
Right.
So you know, they're talking about those kinds of stickers, but, I guess.
Yeah, there's those. I mean, if you crack open any piece of electronics, you know, made in the last 20 years, at some point there's always some sticker somewhere that says warranty voided if removed. And it's just always been a common thing.
Yeah, I don't generally go around cracking open electronics.
I do. Whatever it is. At some point I'm going to crack it open.
The last cell phone that I had, I wanted to get a different battery. And then there was, you know, one of these stickers. It was, you know, like, yeah, your entire phone's like not going to work anymore if you remove the battery or something.
Right.
Okay.
The idea, of course, is that consumers are barred from using third-party parts and repair services for the product if they would like to hang on to that guarantee. Well, as you've probably long suspected, or desperately wished at least, those warnings are bunk. Worse than that, the Federal Trade Commission says they're illegal. Provisions that tie warranty coverage to the use of particular products or services harm both consumers who pay for them as well as the small businesses who offer competing products and services. Thomas B. Paul, acting director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, said in a statement released Tuesday.
All right, so I agree, and it's not often that I agree with bureaucrats, but I agree with this bureaucrat here that it does wind up harming the users and small businesses that wind up doing repairs. And I'm wondering here, I'm thinking of a completely different scenario where it's not necessarily a warranty void thing,
right,
but companies like John Deere using intellectual property to prevent third parties from working on and doing electrical stuff.
Well,
do you see sort of a broader range here?
Sure. Well, the government tends to look at things like in a very narrow, like if something makes sense like what this does, they certainly aren't going to take this wonderful example of sense making and apply it to anything else in government, Daryl. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that.
Right.
But that's another example where people are sold things that are so proprietary, you have to go back to that manufacturer for any work. And that's why you got farmers out there, you know, hacking their Ford, their John Deere tractors with Russian firmware, which is great.
Yeah, I forget if it was Russian or Ukrainian, but there's like some website that they found where you can buy this little $30 thing that allows them to actually wind up working on their machines, because some of these farmers live 100 miles away from a certified John Deere dealer.
You don't have to tell me, man. I grew up there. I mean, that's it. And if your equipment's down, you can have
hills you can take for your equipment.
But that can mean
you
literally
can find those ads on Facebook, apparently.
Apparently. That can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars if it happens to occur during a harvest.
Right.
And it's not just an inconvenience. So this story continues. Provisions, let's see, I read that specifically. The agency explained those provisions violate the 1975 Magnus Moss Warranty Act, which I didn't know there was one of these, which bars companies from conditioning their warranties on demands that consumers use certain articles or services in connection with the original product. That hasn't stopped companies from doing it anyway, and now the FTC is fed up.
So, a company can't issue a warranty and it says, well, you've got to do this, this, and this in order for our warranty to work out. I mean, isn't this sort of the libertarian world? What we would expect to have happen is that manufacturers would be like, well, sorry, you got to use Free Talk Live text on your Free Talk Live merchandise, and if you don't, how the hell do you expect us to cover it? No, the last guy who touched this thing didn't know what the hell he was talking about and messed it all up, and now we've got to cover it? No, thanks. Sorry.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a little give and take on that. I understand your point, but I think the idea is there's this extreme, and the extreme says only we possess the knowledge to work on this piece of equipment, and that may very well not be the case. You as a consumer should be free to take that to whoever you feel is a qualified repair person, and if they screw it up, then I don't see why the company would necessarily be obligated to do it if it's been damaged by someone else. So it's damage versus the product failed. You know what I mean? Does that
right.
make sense?
I kind of see both sides
right.
of this argument here, and I guess really the question is, why is the government getting involved in what is a warranty? And, you know, then
I thought they were just going to stop right there. Why is the government getting involved? And we could have all nodded our heads and go, yeah, you're right, and agreed and moved on.
There's that, but then there's also been all kinds of things about the difference between guarantees and warranties. And what was it? Sears, for the longest time, had the forever warranty or forever guarantee, I forget which one, on the Craftsman, and then they decided, well, no, it doesn't actually mean forever. It just means like the life of the original owner. Something.
Right.
And, you know, you start trying to nail down definitions of these various words that people think mean one thing, but in legal land they mean something completely different.
Right. But in consumer land, where I live, I mean, it basically comes down to trust in the company. I mean,
right.
if I'm going to buy brands that I trust, and I'm going to trust them to do what they say they're going to do. And if they fail to do that, then the next time I go to make a purchase, I'm going somewhere else.
What right. it's showing is that the marketplace wants a homogeny of what the term warranty means, and they want to have some control over what that term means. They're saying that a warranty is issued by one side, not both, right? And that we want to have some say over what that's like. Businesses, although they do respond, tend to respond slowly.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what that is. I understand why a business would not want to issue a warranty unless only their techs had worked on it. But the problem is that, look, if I'm carrying my phone around, I don't want to have to get a Samsung tech to work on it. I want right. to take it to you break it, I fix it, the little, you know, strip mall place right. and have right. them done. I mean, I literally, my son cracked his iPad screen and it was fixed in less than 6 hours or something.
Right, and that's why I was asking Chris right. if he thought that this might have a broader thing to some of the rulings about vehicles of, oh, Mark, you just brought a brand new Hyundai whatever. You can only go to the Hyundai dealership that you bought it from. You can't go to the mechanic that lives down the street that you've been doing business with for the last decade. Otherwise, the warranty is completely void. Oh, Chris, you're a handyman. You actually want to change your old oil? Sorry, that voids the warranty, and we're not covering anything now.
Well, companies that do that at their own peril. So, for example, I used to be a big fan of Sony electronics, but nowadays not so much because they've had this big push where they come up with their own proprietary connectors and stuff like that. I don't like it. Don't force me to use you. If I like you, I'll use you.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.